Some tribal police in Idaho are working to be recognized as peace officers. NWPB's Lauren Patterson explains why and how these efforts could even help solve missing and murdered Indigenous persons cases.
Patrol Sergeant John Svenkara is on a routine patrol around Lapway, Idaho, a small rural town. It's the government seat of the Nez Perce Indian Nation.
For the most part, it's just roll with the day, whatever comes, comes.
Right now, the Nez Perce Tribal Police Force is understaffed. Nez Perce law enforcement have the equipment to do the job, says Svenkara, just not the people.
Law enforcement nationwide is struggling to fill positions. We're in that same boat.
Social media videos of law enforcement misdeeds haven't helped recruitment, he says. As he drives around the grassy Golden Hills in Lapway, people wave from the neighborhood streets. Despite local support, Svenkara says some agencies don't look at tribal police as a professional department.
We work under the umbrella of the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and we're not quite state certified police officers, so we're in this like limbo land of federal and state.
Back at the Nez Perce Tribal Police Station, meet Police Chief Leotis McCormack.
With tribal jurisdiction and sovereignty, our existence now is a very limited version of what we want it to be.
He says an Idaho subcommittee made up of tribal representatives, law enforcement, and members of the public is working to get the legislative language changed in Idaho so tribal police can be recognized as peace officers. That's an officer who carries a badge and a gun and has the power to arrest.
Legally, it would allow us a lot of access to resources that we don't have access to right now.
Tribal police would then have access to the same type of training as state officers without having to pay for it. It would also give tribes more power to respond to mental health situations, says McCormack. Right now, he says the tribe doesn't have the authority to put a hold on someone for their safety. Instead, they have to refer them to another agency.
Even though we have the same training, even though we go to the same academies, even though we do the same work, but because that legislation doesn't recognize us as peace officers within the state of Idaho, the state has to come in and do it.
The subcommittee had a meeting about the legislation in mid-October. They're still collecting data and hearing testimony from community members right now, says McCormack. In the meantime, along with state officers, tribes have to work with federal law enforcement agencies. Joshua Hurwit is the United States Attorney for the District of Idaho.
There are certain cases where tribal law enforcement and federal law enforcement or county law enforcement might not see eye to eye. But what I'm encouraged by is the level of communication that exists and that we're helping to build off of.
Last month, a workshop was held at the Nez Perce Tribe's Clearwater River Casino and Lodge near Lewiston,
where we had law enforcement leaders from all the surrounding counties. We had tribal leadership there. We had tribal law enforcement there. We had my office and some of our prosecutors there to talk about some specific issues like jurisdiction, to learn more about the tribe, and to think about how we can build even stronger collaborations.
Both Svenkara and McCormack say the tribe has a good working relationship with Hurwit's office. But more police recognition would help solve missing and murdered Indigenous people's cases too, says McCormack.
We're losing our loved ones at rates that we just shouldn't lose.
Whether or not they get the support, tribal police will continue the work, he says.
It would be better if we had more resources. It'd be better if we had more authority and we could expand our reach.
Once confirmed by the Justice Department, a regional MMIP coordinator will oversee work in Oregon, California, Washington, Idaho, and Montana. Reporting in Lapway, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.